Hello.
This is Latasha Ford. Today I want to talk about something that is important to me, and I know it's important to God. And this is a spur of the moment thing. It's nothing that I planned to talk about. But I was on Facebook and I read something. I usually on Facebook since 2009. At one point in time, I didn't go and look through feeds. I always stayed on my page until, as the last few years, I've been going through feeds. You know, supporting other people's page and making sure that, you know, just like they support my page, and you know, like I want to go on and support their page. And as I was strolling down, I read what someone said that, you know, it's ridiculous how people, I'm not reading the thing before me, but it's basically they're saying that, you know, the GoFundMe is a crowdfunding. I'm pretty sure everybody knows what this is, but they don't. GoFundMe is a crowdfunding where people support other people. Whatever it may be, a nonprofit, health problems, whatever it may be, that's when GoFundMe or Kickstarter, things of that nature, doing movies, doing videos and things of that nature, music, whatever genre, that's what crowdfunding is. And this person, Christian, said that, you know, they're sick of it. You know, people are asking people to help them, well, GoFundMe, go get a job. And my thing is that you go around preaching the gospel. I'm a Christian. I'm called to preach the gospel, things of nature. But we go around, Christians alike, many Christians go around preaching the gospel, not talking about the ones who are doing right. I'm going to make this clear. Support your church. You're supposed to. That's how they keep their lights on. This is how they, people who've been a blessing to the community, souls can save. You're doing right. I'm not talking to you. You know who you are. I'm only speaking on things that dealing with giving. I'm only speaking about the things that, you know, dealing with giving. And this is a righteous indignation. The Bible says, be angry, but sin not. But it's a righteous indignation. And if you read my, the text, Luke 16, 8-13, it says that the children is wiser than the children of this world. And basically, the master said that, in this particular text, if you read it, it was said that the master was pleased with this particular man. He wasn't Christian, but he was a good businessman. And he gave through generosity. You know, we have the martyr dimes. We have children dealing with leukemia, and they raise money so the parents don't have to worry about their paying bills. We have other organizations that is not Christian, who support people no matter whatever the economic status is, if they go to church or not, if, you know, whatever it is, even the government support people, help people out. And they're not looking for so much, not looking for you to, what was I did? Their only thing is you meet their requirements, you're good. Nonprofit organizations open doors, for people that he needs to be a blessing to someone else. Nonprofit organizations also create jobs, rather than the ones who actually behind the scenes and people who they need to bring on to be a blessing to someone else. Whether they are Christian, who they happen to be a non-Christian or not, they're blessings to someone else. You got the Nepal hurricane problems, earthquake problems, the people go out, Red Cross. All these places go out to help people, and they solicit donations from us. And here it is, a woman telling, here it is this idea that churches in general take the offerings, and they beg and solicit money from their congregation and heap those money to themselves. Not all churches, but they heap the money to themselves. Don't do anything for the community. They don't create jobs. They always say, the Lord told them, do this. If you do this, I promise you, the Lord going to bless you. You cannot promise anything. The Bible says, do not swear on your own head. Your only thing you say, yes or no. And Bible says, God said in the Word, it says, who knows the mind, who can discern the mind and the heart of God? We can discern each other's heart, but we cannot discern God's heart and his mind. And you're making promises. If you get to this, and if you bless this house, and God's going to do this for you, you're making promises that you cannot keep. And you want people to dishearten and don't like churches. You want us to support your cause because you want to use God in it. And someone who's trying to make a living, rather to get them up to a next level, plateau, or create jobs for other people to get to the next level. And then I ask you to give to them per se, but give to the cause, like GoFundMe, Kickstarter, whether they are religious or not, but they're doing a good thing, and you got to never tell them to get a job. You get a job, stop telling the gospel. Stop begging for money, going from church to church, trying to pay your bills, trying to put your new dress on, a new suit on, but yes, you don't care about nobody else but yourself. And you tell people, I want X amount of dollars. Let me give you a prophecy, X amount of dollars, and then God bless you. But the Bible says, yes, he said, a workman is worthy of their labor. But he meant to say, but you can read the full scripture when it says that don't go from house to house. He said, whatever they put before you, you don't tell them what you want. It's whatever they put before you, and you take that. And you labor in that area. You don't go from region to region just trying to pay a bill or try to get you a mansion or try to get you a Lexus, try to get you all these clothing and all these things that you're trying to accumulate. But you don't want to work. You're not working. And that's your problem. You think that preaching is a job. It's not a job. It's a calling. You do a service for the people, laying hands, casting out devils, and things of that nature. Preaching the gospel, whether you get something or not. But you won't get mad talking about somebody else on GoFundMe or any other organizations trying to, music industry, whether it's music, film, and which I'm on GoFundMe too. But guess what? GoFundMe, my ministry is part of my ministry, which is a film industry. Guess what? I can open doors and bring about jobs to people who are in need, and even Christian believers who got a gift and a talent in acting and singing. That's a door. That's creating jobs. That's creating wealth. The Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, not wealth of the saints. You're looking for money. It's about putting money on your preaching. But you're not creating no job. You are creating clicks. You're not benefiting the community. You get once a year bikes on Christmas. You're stingy. Bible says you give to the poor, it's like healing to your bone. I know the scripture. The Bible says, and you say, well, you're giving to God. No, we're not. Because God says in the Old Testament, I think it's Malachi, when he said, he said, I don't want, and the children of Israel at that time was doing bad things, wicked things. He said, I don't want your gifts. I don't want your free will offering. Think to my nostril. He said, I don't need those things. He said, you really think I need your stuff? I've done these things to bring discipline to you. It wasn't about God need their money. He don't need their stuff. He was bringing structure and order to the children of Israel to get their mind up before they won't be doing serving other idols. Or they could stand in line. They needed a structure. Like Paul says, I believe it's Paul, but I know the New Testament says that he said the law was like a schoolmaster. It's a hard task. It's a schoolmaster. But now we're in the grace dispensation where we can go before the Lord and ask for what we want boldly. And here we are. If you don't do this, you don't give it in churches that is bad. You don't give this, you're not giving to God. You're not doing all this and offer them to give you something back. To give them $50 for a light bill. But you ride around an election, the same person, you ride elections and all these Bentleys, you ride, it's the same person who's in that pew is the one who helped you get it. But I won't get too much in giving as far as church-wise because it's a whole different matter. But I'm just only dealing with one thing. It's about you. About I say you, it's a particular person who said this, but about people who don't want to support anything, but you want to support your ministry, and you tell them to go get a job. But here you are again peddling the gospel. I'm preaching to get money. So there was an incident many years ago, 15 years ago to be exact. And I have four daughters living, and these four daughters, my husband, this is my husband's children. All my four daughters have the same father, but one didn't. My husband and I, before we got married, we had two daughters, and we broke up, and we went in separate ways, and I went out my separate ways, and I had a child. This relationship. Bad relationship that I didn't supposed to be in. I was sinning. And God showed me that the person was my husband, and I disobeyed. But after I gave birth to her, she had some birth defects. And 5 months later, she died at someone's house, at a babysitter's house. So it's a whole other story. But anyway, I went to work. I work in a temp agency, and one person in particular did not like me. She was just messy. She didn't like me. She was just messy. It's not like she was talking about everybody. And that's the reason why she was fired from her job, because she didn't want to keep her mouth closed. She thought she was better than anybody else. But anyway, I came to work the day after my daughter had passed away. She was 5.5 months, and this person was talking about me like a dog. And I'm on the next cubicle. I can hear what she's saying. I didn't go off, but I did talk to my supervisor at this particular company in Texas, and I told her what happened. And she embraced me, and we began to cry. And the very same person who was talking to me like a dog started a fundraiser, because I didn't have any burial insurance, because I wasn't thinking that my child was going to die. Anybody keeps going to die, you know, sudden death like that. And not only did she start fundraising, people who doesn't even believe in God was given to me, pouring out to me, and this company said believe in giving, March of Dimes and all of the organizations. And I didn't want for anything. God opened the door. I didn't want for anything. I buried my child and still had money left over. I didn't have to ask my church for anything. They gave flowers, what have you. But God touched other people's hearts to give. The Bible says He looked to and fro, seeking after people to bless you. So when I'm on GoFundMe, or anyone that's on GoFundMe for their mass who are Christians, whether you like it or not, if God told them to do it, if God said he's gonna do something, God gonna bless that person or individual through GoFundMe or any other means of crowdfunding to get the job done. Because he said, I go to and fro. My eyes go to and fro, looking throughout the earth, looking for somebody to bless you. But the same instance that you, the same God you look at to bless you, you said your organization, you are right, and it's worthwhile. But the next person, because it don't fit in your spectrum, then what they're doing is not godly, and it's not right. And how dare you solicit funds? But you solicit funds. Every time you hit a stage, grace a podium, go to a conference, go in, you are soliciting funds. And if you don't get to your ministry or to whatever you're doing, then it's a shame before God, because what you're doing is so righteous and so holy and so worthwhile of giving, but somebody else is not. And that's what God, but you're wrong, because God has a way of blessing people the way he want to bless them. It may not be the way you bless them. Bible says, he says that the wealth of the wicked, person on GoFundMe or any other places, a Christian, not only Christians like to give it, but also the wicked giving to it, because God is touching their heart. But you go on to the saint, swallowing them whole and taking everything they got and putting in your pocket. It's not work of the saint. It's work of the wicked. God's opening doors for people who is outside the church because God want to meet the needs of people outside the church, not just inside the church. And this is it's not about saying that asking for donations and giving and paying tithes and offerings is bad. It's not about that. It's about one issue only. It's how stingy and so boxed in and limited Christians are. And it's about what I need and what I want. The world got it, so I want it too. They got a big house, I want a big house too. They got a Lexus, I want a Lexus too. But you getting all your money from the children of God. You ain't writing no books. You're not creating no jobs. You're not doing anything. You're just going from church to church, telling them the gospel. You don't get an hour to one cent about who's giving who and what their situation is. The only thing you're going to do is promise them that God's going to bless them. And 5, 10, 15, 20 years, nothing has happened with that promise that you promised them. And now they're not even mad at you. They mad at God because you said that God's going to do it. They mad at God. They shaking their fist at God. Lord, remember that offering I gave you, and a man of God told me to get X amount of dollars, and nothing happened. I'm living right. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm doing all that. And God said, I ain't promised you that. Bible says, know the spirit by its fruit. You got to judge all spirits. But they're shaking their fists at God because you made a promise that God's going to do something for them. But Bible, the only thing God says, knocking and shall be given unto you. Ask. He said, you have not because you ask not. Paul said, give without expecting nothing back. That's a whole other story. But anything I need from God, I'll do is ask. I give tithes and offering. I gave and I do all that. I give because that's what the pastor, the man or woman God asked me to do. I gave, and that's it. Because anytime somebody tell me to give something, a certain amount of dollar, and I've done it, emotional giving, I ain't never seen a return on none of it. But when I ask God for something, and when I wasn't able to give, lost a job, whatever the case may be, God always made sure I got the need or the desire that I want because I just asked. I'm his kid. So when I need something, God makes a way and do it. That's a whole other lesson in itself. I'm not going to get into that. But GoFundMe, Kickstarter, and all these other organizations, people who have health problems. People give to that, and that's helping and benefit somebody else. And you can't say, well, if they go to church, if you're in church, God can heal. Yes, God do heal. But most times it's not the case. You got people in church who are sick, living for God. Sometimes it's lack of faith. Sometimes you got to go through a trial, whatever it may be. But it's not up to you to say that something is wrong based on your, and that's all I really want to say. I didn't feel like typing all this information that I want to type on Facebook, so I just decided to say, let me go on my blog, talk on my blog, but it's Blog Talk Radio, and to express what God's put in my heart, and it was God said, I want you to speak it out because He wanted to deal with some areas in people's life when you get to a place, to a plateau where you feel like my cause is worthy, and if it's not coming through the church, if it's not in my little circle, then it's not godly, and everything else is ungodly. And I know ungodly things when I see it. But when you got to judge, you got to, God says, when you judge, you got to judge spiritually. But you judging by your flesh, or you judging by what's out of religious, being religious, all our religion. The Bible, Paul, you like tinkling cymbals. You're not making no noise. You're just talking. And I took it personal myself because I am on GoFundMe. But not saying if this person was talking to me directly or indirectly, or you're talking to somebody else. But God said that's not the point. The point is this, is that we as a Christian don't want to support nobody else but what we're doing. Church is a non-profit organization. It is supposed to serve the community, not ourselves. Just like GoFundMe and all these other places people are doing, they're doing different things, doing non-profits, or whatever the case may be. That's what non-profit is about, giving to other people in the community, giving to other people. Not worry about what they gave and offered, not worry about where they live or how they do. You're giving out of your heart and out of generosity. Jesus was a man of compassion. He's still a God who is compassionate. He knows all our flaws, and yet still he blesses us, watches over us, keeps us, talks to us, despite our flaws and despite all the wrong that we're doing and have done. We can't never repay him for what we do. We can say, Lord, forgive me, and you mean it. He's going to forgive you and still bless you. But we wave out our righteous finger, self-righteous finger, the people that shake it. Well, if you ain't paying tithes and offering, then you don't deserve nothing. It's not for you to not say what they don't deserve. It's not for you to point. If it's not part of your clique, then it's not a noteworthy cause. It's not for you to say that. So, I said what I needed to say. My calling, I work in the realm of the prophetic. I'm also an apostle. The Bible says, you know, the apostle builds up. They pull down and they build you up. And that's what I'm tearing down, those religious walls, those self-righteous walls. Not righteous, but self-righteous walls. And selfishness, and not concerned about people's feelings, not concerned about what God is really concerned about, and that's people. You got to show the hand of God, and by you showing the hand of God, it's been Jesus' hands and feet. They mean getting in the trenches, caring about people, and not so much concerned about what we can give to you. But right now, I'm concerned about what I can give to you. Jesus served. He was a king who came down from heaven to earth to serve, not what we can give to him. He have it all. So that's why God said, I don't need your offering. I got it all. Pay me off by throwing tithes and offerings at me. Be a blessing to somebody. Support somebody else's ministry and say that I was going to try to support your ministry. And thank you so much better. Have a form of godliness. And that's all it is, a form of godliness. It's not holy. It's just a form. Don't care about nobody else but yourself. And accolades. And being seen. And pointing a finger at somebody else and like you're so holy and righteous. And you're not. The Bible says there's a way that seems right unto man, but the way of it is death. Many people call me and say, Lord, Lord, but their heart is far from me. And I'm only talking to a select group of people. You know who you are. You're doing right. This is not for you. This message is not for you. You're doing what you're supposed to do. This message is not for you. So I got 3 minutes left. I really don't have anything else to say. God is telling me to, he's not telling me, but the left the building, per se, not really left, but, you know, that's it. So it's 3 minutes of my time, but I'm about to sign off again. This is LaTosha Forbes signing off. Thank you.